8:43, Galesburg's Morning News, the Knox Prairie Fire. We mentioned this last week, 2-0 for the first time since the 03 season. And a chance to go 3-0. And they open Midwest Conference play. That would be a nice way to start with that zero behind the conference record as well. And each week we talk with Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo. He joins us again this morning. Coach, thanks for coming in with us again. And had a bye week, I guess you call it, last week. And you were kind of telling me off the air. And it's kind of like in the preseason, you get to a point where the guys are ready to play. They're ready to hit somebody else other than their teammates.
Yeah, there was definitely a time this week where we felt it was time to find somebody else coming to play. And we've practiced against this team now, you know, look teams for 2 weeks. And it's time to fill the bowl up again tomorrow and 1 o'clock kickoff and have Rippon visit us for a good, what should be a really good Midwest football contest.
And you guys have some confidence. That's big, and especially heading into the first conference game, and it gets a team that they know, they already knew they could compete with them, but they know going in, and even a little extra confidence with that zero on the loss column.
Yeah, it's for us to really focus on just 1-0 this week and just trying to get better every day. I think looking back at last year's tape, and we spent a little extra time in the last 2 weeks doing that. You know, we had a one score. We were down at halftime up there at Rippon last year. And I think that even increased our level of confidence. And we went in the second half, made some adjustments, and we let another score get away from us on a couple bad plays and walked out of there down two scores. But a team that really has dominated us, we feel, you know, pretty good that tomorrow should be a contest that's going to go the fourth quarter. We know with the heat tomorrow that that's going to be a factor, and it's going to come down to some mental toughness for us.
Well, I know you guys got to take care of your own business, not make mistakes. What challenges does this Rippon team pose for you?
Freshman quarterback Julian Patton. I think to me right now it's going to hinge on his ability to run the triple option. He played a little bit in the last two games. Their other guy they've been using was kind of dinged up. He's an electric dynamite runner, and he just doesn't quite have the full command of the offense yet. And so sometimes things break down because he's not there yet, but I know down the road it'll be very dangerous with him at the helm. Defensively, they're led by their defensive lineman, Brandon Bortle, all-conference, probably an All-American this year. He's a different player and a tough one to block.
Defensively for you, what is the challenge with the triple option? Is it how well the quarterback hides the ball, or is it guys just, here's your assignment. You're not, you know, you don't follow the ball, you follow the man?
I think schematically we can line ourselves up and put our kids in the right spots, but we've talked mostly about just being consistent. You're the quarterback player, you know, and your eyes should be here, and all of a sudden your eyes were there, and you tackled the dive, but that one time and that mistake could cost you, you know, a 20-30 yard gain. So just that level of consistency is so important, and comfortability, because you don't see it every day. And for our guys, you know, our base calls they can do and run, but when you get against the triple option, it's so different. You got to have a high level of consistency and a high level of focus.
Knox and Rippon tomorrow, Midwest Conference opener for both teams, and that'll be at the bowl, and the Prairie Fire 2-0. You told me it wasn't like going way back. It was somewhere not too far the last time you started 3-0.
It's only 02. We looked it up. So it was 2002, so not quite as exciting. But you know, just having this progress of our program has been very great for the campus and the whole Galesburg community.
And this is what you've been looking for. I mean, when you're coming in, building a program, when you get into year 4 and 5, especially, that's what you're looking for, the consistency. And now it's starting to show in the win-loss column.
Yep, and our guys are doing the right things in the classroom this past week. You know, we started our academic meetings and all the off-the-field stuff that goes on in running a college football team. It's great to see our guys taking some mature leadership positions and, you know, kind of progressing the program with 10 seniors. It's helpful. It's very helpful. And, you know, they're having fun. I think that's something we see at practice every day. They go out, they have fun. And we were out there this morning at 6:30 practicing. And so it's kind of neat. We're done at 8, and they're going to class already and breakfast. So they do a lot in the mornings. A dedicated group, and it's a pleasure and an honor for me to be a part of it.
You know, the thing is, and we've talked about this before, Division III sports especially, it is all about the love of the game. I mean, it really has to be, because you're on your own. You got to get your, you know, Division I, sometimes it's all mapped out for you. Here's when you eat. Here's when you practice. Here's when you study. Here's when you do this, that. Division III, you're on your own. Yeah, you better be here at practice at this time, but you also better, whatever studying you need to do, get done for the test you have later this morning. Or, you know, it all revolves around you being disciplined and doing your own thing.
Yeah, time management's a big thing, and the student-athlete is something that we talk a lot about, because you really got to be both parts of it at Knox College with the rigors of the academic programming that we have and the success our guys have had because of that after college. So they choose to be there, and they really choose to play, and I think that makes it kind of a fun environment for us to be in too, because they're motivated to do the work, and with that motivation, we're motivated to do our best for them. So it makes it really, really fun. And we've definitely enjoyed it as a staff, and I've enjoyed it in my 5 years here now. And it's neat. It's neat to see. One of our students was coming in a lot yesterday. We were talking about physics class again, and he's kind of getting his butt kicked a little bit by physics, and he's debating playing a second sport because he knows football is his true love, and he just knows that time-wise, he can't dedicate it and to his studies as well. So these guys work really hard in all phases of their life, and it's something that's a testament to these guys, and I think it's going to lead to their success down the road.
And of course, you were able to help him with any physics questions he had.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. It's not that's not too bad. It's the Calc 3 that causes
right,
me some issues.
Right, that I don't even know what calculus is.
Yeah,
something to do with numbers, I guess. I don't know.
At that point, it's not numbers anymore. It's letters and symbols.
Exactly. See, there's my problem with all of that algebra. How you get letters mixed in with numbers? That's why I couldn't. That's why I do this for a living.
Yeah, too much free time by the mathematics.
Yeah,
people.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
Sure.
All right, Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo joining us. So Streaks had a tough one last week. Quincy, a really good team. They were picked to win the Western Big Six Conference, and they showed why Friday night. They've got Moline tonight. Moline's the new coach. He's been in Arizona. Had Kurt Warner as his offensive coordinator at the high school he was coaching at in Arizona. Our story we had on it this morning said that, yeah, he was able to teach him a few things about schemes and everything. So it'll be an interesting new look for Moline. But Streaks going to need to win the ones that they have an opportunity to, and this is one.
This is a key one, a real key one. Moline coming in at 2-2. It seems like they've kind of taken a step forward with the program this year under their new staff, and I think this is one that Galesburg, if they're going to start pushing for the postseason, this is a game that they're going to, you hate to say have to,
right,
and put someone in that position, but you know, from the outside looking in, you almost got to win this one to put yourself in that position. Last week, Quincy was picked to win, and we said that the record didn't reflect him. Well, they weren't healthy.
Yeah.
And that running back came back healthy with an 80-yard run the first time he touched the ball, and he's a dynamic junior, and I think he's got a few Division I schools already chasing him. So Quincy should be fun if they can keep him healthy down the stretch. They'll be pretty hard to stop on offense.
Any other games around the area to watch this week?
The big one, I thought, Princeville continues to roll. Yeah. As they are undefeated, and now they got United this week, which United's had their struggles. So Princeville seems to be the other local team to beat. They should be 4-0 by Saturday.
I mean, you had the Abingdon Avon, Bushnell West Prairie, also both 4-0, so starting off really well too.
Yeah, it's neat to see for the local football for sure to have some of these teams doing so well, and the dynamic shift. Where you see the Stark Counties now are kind of in the middle of the pack where they've been on top, or the Mercers.
Yeah,
and you see that shift happening. So it's kind of neat to have happen where everyone gets a chance.
Illinois, not a great showing. Central Florida played pretty well coming off the hurricane.
Well, the key for Illinois this week is to stay healthy. They got the bye week this week, and it kind of probably comes at a good time for them to get into Big Ten play. The weird thing for Illinois is that you got Nebraska coming up, and Nebraska is going to be a very dangerous team in 2 weeks or two Saturdays with the change in leadership there, the athletic director. They let him go. I'm guessing the conversations around Mike Riley at Nebraska and his tenure are going to be put some pressure on him to really crank that program up and get them moving in the right direction that they want. So I'm guessing Nebraska is going to be ready to play that game, and they're going to come out a little bit pissed off.
Yeah, I mean, that can go one way or the other sometimes with a coach kind of on the hot seat. Do these guys really support him, and are they going to step up and play? Or, I mean, I guess it's more rare that it's a case where it's like, yeah, we just soon see him go, so we're just going to tank it. But you don't really normally see that from that level.
No, I think Mike Riley, too, is an upstanding guy and a high-character guy, and he's been around the profession for a long time. So, I think he's a good fit at Nebraska. You lose a game, and people talk about losing their jobs, and it's crazy to think of the big money. Nebraska holds almost 90,000 people, and we looked up the cheapest ticket you could buy for this weekend's game for them is $60.
Wow.
That's $5.4 million minimum they're making on the game in ticket sales. So that's not bad.
Wow.
That's a couple. That's like your salary, Tom.
It's just like my salary.
Yeah.
The $60. Damon Tomeo, Knox College head football coach, joining us here this morning. First week, some big games, and over the last couple weeks, not much. In fact, I was looking at the top 25 this week. Only two games with opponents playing another ranked opponent, number 6 Oklahoma State, number 16 TCU. Then you had what, number 11 Georgia, number 17 Mississippi State. Otherwise, is there any other games looking at that?
Well, just on those two, Oklahoma State throttled Pitt last week, and I think that's an indicator where Oklahoma State's going. I think they're going to be in the conversation. TCU's defense is supposed to be the real thing this year, so that would be a game to record and try to watch, because I think Oklahoma State, TCU will be good. Mississippi State is slowly you know, and as they're sitting 3-0, climbing the ranks. And I think if they can knock off Georgia, there's something going on there. And for Ole Miss, that's a good sign in the position they're in right now. So those are definitely two games. Now, my brother called me out last week after listening to the radio show that Cal is sitting 3-0 on the West Coast. And I never talk about Cal Bears. And I said, well, they're not very good.
Well, they get their opportunity this week to show.
Right, exactly, because they get to handle USC, ranked now number 5 in the country.
Yeah.
If you missed the USC-Texas game and the finish on that one last week, you really missed something special.
Yeah.
That was a tremendous game and some heart on both sides. Texas, wow. I think they're really taking a step forward this year. I mean, that they could have won that game against USC. They really, really could have. I think they had the right hire there this time. And Texas is going to be a team to reckon with down the road.
At one time, this would have been a big matchup, Clemson-Boston College. What's happened to Boston College?
That's a great question. it's a great question. It seems like it's up and down. Steve Adazio is a good guy. He's well-respected in the profession. And they just have kind of had their struggles the last couple of years. And I'm not sure exactly why. I think the other interesting game in the Big Ten play, Iowa sitting at 3-0, Penn State 3-0. Now, it might not be the same 3-0, but Iowa's going to make a move. It's this week against Penn State.
Yeah, and that's at Kinnick Stadium tomorrow evening, Penn State number 4. Michigan, Purdue, Ohio State, UNLV, that'll be a big one. Number 1 Alabama with Vanderbilt shouldn't be much of a contest there.
Vanderbilt's improved, but not nowhere near yet to challenge where Alabama's at.
Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo joining us as he does each and every week. NFL, he had the game that what they say you could get tickets for the cost of a pretzel because nobody wanted to see the Rams and the 49ers last night.
Oh, that's bad. There's a lot of talk still about Chicago last week and the quarterback play. You know, is Mike Glennon the right guy?
Right.
And I just peeked at the 2 deep this morning, and actually they have Trubisky listed as the 3rd quarterback.
Really?
So your top draft pick is number 3, and you got to start wondering. Mark Sanchez is listed as number 2.
Yeah.
Neither of those two have played this season, and you know, what's the plan? Your 12 points per game is not going to cut it in the NFL, and there's something's got to happen there to get that moving. So you got to wonder. And the Steelers coming in this week, it's no slouch.
Yeah. Who else? Somebody was it the Browns that didn't even have a touchdown heading into last week's games? I can't remember who it was. Somebody hadn't even scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the Bengals.
Or was it Houston? Somebody
was really bad. What any games you're looking forward to this week? Tampa Bay at Minnesota could be a good game.
Could be interesting. I'm going to go Tampa Bay. But the game I was kind of peeking at, Detroit Lions starting 2-0. I was trying to figure out when the last time that happened. And they'd be becoming relevant. And the Falcons are 2-0. So Lions-Falcons this week I think should be an interesting game with the Lions kind of resurgence, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So that's kind of neat to see that Detroit has pulled themselves out of the hole they were in and should have a good challenge for the Falcons.
You know, it's still weird to me looking at the schedule and seeing 2 L.A. teams there after none for so long and seeing the L.A. Chargers.
L.A. Chargers, that's I'm not sure. And you put those two teams together and you put the USC-Texas game in there.
Right.
USC-Texas had more fans at the game than the other two NFL games they combined, which is really sad. It's really sad. And then, I mean, obviously USC has a good following, and they were playing Texas, but I'm not sure about people from L.A. Oh, wait, I'm from L.A.
Wait, a shout-out to the gentleman sitting over in the corner here.
Yes, yes, as my dad is in the room today joining us.
Oh, and you came for the hot weather, right? it wasn't warm enough in L.A. You had to come here for hot and humid. Perfect timing. Let's see. So your Raiders, that'll be interesting having to go to D.C.
Yeah, absolutely. A good challenging game for them. I think as this like goes in week 2, 3, 4, I think you're going to start seeing the pack kind of shift. Mm-hmm. And the pretenders and the fakes, we should be cleaned up a little bit. But I'm not sure the Raiders are going to have their way this week. This is going to be a tough one for them. The starting 2-0 was good, but the Redskins are playing pretty solid. And they have to travel to Washington this week. And then they go back-to-back. They got to go up to Denver for the Broncos.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be a tough two-game slide for them.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Coach, tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock, kickoff the Nosher Bowl, the Midwest Conference opener. Check out the 2-0 Knox Prairie Fire as they open Midwest Conference play and look for that third win of the season. Coach, thanks as always. Best of luck to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate you guys, and safe travels to everybody tonight on the way to the high school games.